The event is organized by the Emerging Art Leaders of Eastern Kentucky, a student organization at Morehead State University. Jennifer Rice is the Claypool Young Gallery Director at MSU. She says the organization has been looking for a reason to have an arts advocacy forum.
When the news started coming out that both locally and on the state level, there were going to be arts cuts, I met with a group and said this would be a fantastic motivation, sort of a rally to do this.
Morehead's Kentucky Folk Arts Center is on the chopping block in Governor Matt Bevin's proposed budget, with a full reduction of the annual $200,000 support it receives from Morehead State. The Kentucky Arts Council is facing a 35% budget reduction and a nearly $1.8 million funding loss through 2020. Rice says between 4 and 5 p.m., a number of speakers will be on hand, like Kentucky Arts Council former director Lori Meadows and Kentucky Folk Arts Center director Matt Collingsworth.
Ashley Gillum from the Round County Arts Center, she's director, executive director there. And then one of my students who has done significant research about the impact of the arts in our region of Central Appalachia, he's going to speak for a few minutes as well.
The event will also feature ways for attendees to contact lawmakers about maintaining arts funding. Rice says the student group has talking points and postcards ready for anyone interested in saving the arts in Kentucky, and more specifically, the Kentucky Folk Arts Center. Rice says she hopes the event will help people realize the economic impact the KFAC has on the region.
It's a real draw for tourists, and it hosts two major art events in the region, one of which, the Appalachian Arts and Crafts Fair. I participate as a local craftsperson, and it's my biggest show of the year. So it's going to take a dent out of my art business if the Folk Arts Center goes away.
Rice says the Folk Arts Center has a huge educational impact as well.
Through their grant program, where their outreach programs, they actually supply art supplies for kids because they happen to be involved in that grant project. So I think that people think, oh, it's, you know, nice that we have a Folk Arts Center, but they don't realize just such a wide, you know, ranging impact that it has on for our community and how it makes our community so much more livable and better.
Other than postage stamps, Rice says those interested in attending the event should just bring themselves.
My attitude is always that if you enjoy something, you need to step up and support it. Otherwise, it may go away. And I think that's where we are with the Folk Arts Center, and then thinking more on a state level with the Kentucky Arts Council, which is also benefited our community greatly.
The event is free and open to the public. For WMKY News, I'm Leanne Akers.